The Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is trying to figure out what a lulav is. What's Taras says Kapas Tamarim? What is the meaning of Kapas Tamarim? And the Gemara goes to different options. And the Gemara has a kasha. It says Ve'ema. Maybe it's a kufra. Kufra is some type of part of the palm tree, not what we call the lulav, but something else, something which is thorny and can scratch your hands. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, it can't be kufra because darche darche nayam l'chol misuvisa shalom. So the Torah says that mitzvahs are darche nayam, mitzvahs are pleasant, and it can't be that the Torah tell us to take something for a mitzvah which is going to cause pain, which is going to scratch your hands, and that's how we know that the kapas tamarim is not referring to the kufra. So Taisa says over here, he says, Rava lo hayasham. You have to say that Rava was not there during this conversation. Therefore, he does not quote his pasuk of Amis Mashalom Ahavai like he quotes later on Amud Beis. So what does Taisus mean over here? What's he referring to? So Taisus is bothered with Akasha. If you look at the Gemara on Amud Beis, the Gemara has a similar Shaka Bataya concerning Hadas. The Gemara wants to know what is Hadas, what is Anaf Eitz Avais. And the Gemara says, Ve'im a Hirduf. Maybe Anaf Eitz Avais is not what we call Hadas, but maybe it's a different type of plant called a Hirduf. And Abai answers similarly to what he does over here. He says, Amar Abai, Darche Darchinayim Baleka. It can't be the Hirduf because the Torah says Darchinayim. Mitzvahs have to be pleasant. And as Rashi says, this Hirduf is something which has thorns like the Kufra. It's Mivras Bar Zaseidayim Kekaitzim. It pokes your hands, it scratches you. It's sharp like a needle, and therefore that can't be what the Torah meant. That's Abai's answer, how we know that's not Hirduf. But then Rava says a different Torah. Rava says, Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava quotes a different pasuk, Emes Vashalom Mehavai. That the mitzvahs have to be emes and shalom, mitzvahs have to be peaceful and truthful, and something that scratches your hands is not emes and shalom, that's not something that brings shalom because it causes pain. So Rava is l'chara saying the same thing as Abaye, that it can't be hirduf, because hirduf is something which scratches your hands, but he brought a different makar, he brought a different pasuk. Instead of bringing the pasuk of darchinam, he brought the pasuk of emes v'shalom. So Tarsus is bothered with Akasha, so why, if over there in Amud Beis, Rava felt the need to bring a different pasuk to explain why Hirduf is not good, why does he not feel a need to argue over here and quote that same pasuk when the Gemara has a kasha about Kufra? Why doesn't he quote the pasuk of Emes Vashalom? L'chara, there's no difference between that Gemara over there and the Gemara over here. And Taisus says, because of this kasha, the Daichik, they have to say the Rava lo hayasham. Rava wasn't there, he was not part of this conversation, happened not to be in the Beis Medrash that day, and therefore Rava did not quote a different pasuk. On Amud Beis he was there, but if he would have been there, he would have quoted this pasuk as well. So it's a little bit of a Daichik to say the Rava wasn't there, but that's what Taisus says. I mean, furthermore, the Achanim are bothered to blaze the Harvitz in the back of the Gemara asks, even if Rava wasn't there, but the Derech of the Gemara is that the Gemara will quote Rava's Shita even if he wasn't there. If it's applicable over here like over there, why does the Gemara not quote it? So that's a Shikol Tzarchin on Taisus. At the end of the day, why does the Gemara not bring down Rava's Pasuk of Emes V'Hashalom? So that's a Ha'ara on Taisus. But I think if you take a look at Rashi, I think Rashi, Bilshana Hazav, Bavarn Taisus is Kasha, and he has a whole different Mahalach over here, not like Taisus. Taisus seems to be learning that both Rava and Abai and Amabez agree that Hirduf is not Darchinayim because it scratches your hands. The question is, which pasuk to bring? Do you bring the pasuk of Darchinayim or the pasuk of Emes V'Hashalom? But if you look in Rashi, Rashi is Meduig not like that. Rashi says in Abai Shita Darchinayim, he says this is not Darchinayim because it's has kaitzim, it's sharp, and it scratches your hands. But in Demaskal, Emes V'Hashalom Ahavai, it's like Rashi, he says, V'zeh eino lo Emes V'Hashalom, this is not Emes, and it's not Shalom, shu asli l'sam ha'mavis, because it's something which is made for poison, it has poison in it. So Rashi's learning the Rava is not just quoting a different pasuk for why something that could scratch you is not Darchei Noyim, but he's learning there's a whole different chesaron over here. The chesaron is not the fact that it scratches you, but the chesaron is the fact that it's poison, it's sam ha'mavis, and that's not Emes V'Shalom. So there's a machlekes here between Rava and Abaye. According to Abaye, the fact that it has kaitzim and it scratches you is a chesaron of Darchei Noyim, and that's enough to say that it's no good. Rava seems to disagree with that. He doesn't hold to the pasuk of Darchei Noyim. He holds that the fact that it's going to scratch you would not be a chesaron. It's only a chesaron because it has sam ha'mavis, because it has poison, and that's not considered Emes V'Shalom. It's something that would scratch you would be considered Emes V'Shalom, and that's why Rava brings a different pasuk. So why did Rashi do this? Why did Rashi learn that there's a machlekes Abaye and Rav over here? L'chayr, he's bothered with Taisus' kasha, and he's coming to answer. He's bothered, why does the Gemara Amud Aleph not bring down Shitas Rava of Emes V'Shalom to explain why Kufra is not good? So Zakt Rashi, that's because over there, According to Rava, there would not be a problem emes v'shalom. Emes v'shalom is only a problem when there's sam ha-mavis. But the problem of scratching your hands, that's not a problem with you, Rava. And therefore, kufra, which is not sam ha-mavis, it's only an issue of scratching you. According to Rava, we're talking not be chesaron. That's why Rava doesn't comment over there. You don't have to say Tisus is dachik that he wasn't in the base matter, she wasn't there. No, about he was there, but he felt that his pasuk would not justify why a kufra is not good, and therefore he doesn't say anything. It's only on amabez where it's takna sam ha-mavis. That's why Rashi says his vart. That he's it would be possible because emes v'shalom. So if you that Tisus kasher be miyoshev. Now why does Tisus not learn like Rashi? So Tisus really is going l'shitasa. If you look at Tisus over here on Amud Beis, to be maska emes v'shalom, he quotes Rashi that this is not emes v'shalom because it's sam ha-mavis, and he says right away al chinam huskak leimer tam b'fnei atzma al kol kra. The Cholchad Shaiach HaTarvayu. He says, I don't understand how Rashi had to say a different reason for each pasuk. The one pasuk is referring to scratching, one is referring to sam ha-mavis. No, they could both equally be referring to scratching your hands. He doesn't understand why Rashi did this. So Tisus doesn't understand Rashi, but L'chara, we have him shown Rashi. Rashi Gufa said this to answer Tisus's kasha, that this way you don't have to say the Rava wasn't in the Beis Medrash. And again, Tisus is going to Shitasa in Rashi as well, because Tisus then goes to argue on Rashi, and he says, according to Rashi, it sounds like Rashi held that Hirduf is something that has sam ha-mavis, and therefore would be the same as another plant called herdufni. Tisus disagrees. Tisus holds that herduf is not herdufni. Tisus holds that herduf really does not have sam ha-mavis in it. He's arguing on the metzias of what herduf is. So Tisus l'shitasa, who holds that herduf does not have sam ha-mavis, he couldn't learn like Rashi that the reason why Rava quoted a different pasuk is because he only holds sam ha-mavis as a chesaron and not scratching your hands, because there is no sam ha-mavis over here. So he had to learn that really they're both saying different psukim. Why? It's possible because it scratches their hands, and Mameli has a kasha, so why didn't Rava comment on Amud Aleph as well? And he has to say, the Rava was not there. But Rashi Lashitasu, who holds that Hirduf is Hirdufni, and Hirduf does have Sam Ha-mavis, therefore he is able to learn that Rava learned a whole different shot over here, that Emes V'Shalom is referring to Sam Ha-mavis only and not to scratching your hands. And then that's Miyashiv Tisus' kasha, why Rava didn't comment on Amud Aleph, because Rava held that being that there's no Sam Ha-mavis by Kufra, that would not be a reason. There wouldn't be chesaron emes v'shalom, and it's meduyak heitel v'Rashi why Rava brings the pasuk of emes v'shalom on Amubeis by hirduf, but not by kufra, because the taka wouldn't apply to kufra. Mashenk lefi Tisus that it does apply to kufra, he has to say yes mimchadish that Rava was not there when that conversation took place.